night of Mother Divine. The form that is being invoked, prayed, meditated is known as Siddhi Datri. Datri, the giver, the bestower, installer, Siddhis. So we'll explain in detail what Siddhi means to us in the world that we live in. And what was the Siddhi mean in the ancient scripture, the text, what they say about it, and how to go about this concept of Siddhi and enrich our lives. So let's begin with our meditation, which is a guided meditation, as I always do. Along with the guided meditation, we'll also do, which we did yesterday, the heart cave meditation, where you enter into the cave of your heart and use any mantra you want. If you have a short personal mantra given by your teacher, guru, you use that. Otherwise, any mantra that you know, maybe a Gayatri mantra, or my suggestion is don't use long mantras because it interferes with the breath. What we are trying to do here is connecting the sound vibration principle with the breath. There is a math and a magic around it. The magic and the math is the only way to reach to the mind field is to you take a breath as a ropeway, as a vehicle. So you sit on the vehicle known as breath with the vehicle known as mantra. So that's what the path of meditation is. So that would be guided meditation, and then the prayers that we have been contemplating all day during these days, Asatoma, and then the universal mantra from Durga Saptashati from Chandipat known as Sarvamangal Mangali, and then we'll talk. So please close your eyes for a few minutes and sit straight with your head, neck and trunk in one line, eyes gently closed, mouth also gently closed. Breathe only, always. Breathe only through the nostrils, not from the mouth. Make yourself Shant, Dant, Prasan means make yourself calm, even, and serene. Let go of concerns, issues, or matters. Leave them aside for a moment. Sit straight with your spinal column erect, head, neck, and trunk in one line, eyes gently closed, sitting in a comfortable position. Be aware of only the space that your body is occupying, from head to toes, toes to head. Gently relax your forehead. Relax your eyebrows, eyes, nostrils, your face, chin, neck and throat. Relax your shoulders, shoulder joints, and your arms all the way down to the fingertips.
Insomnia.
I'm here.
Relax your chest, stomach, abdomen, and the base of your spine. Let go of your thought process. Bring your awareness to the space where you are right now. as you gently relax your abdomen area, thighs, thigh joints. Relax your knees, calf muscles, ankles and feet, and the toes. Not to join your thought process for a while. Let the meditation happen in you. Therefore, relax your toes, feet, ankles. Please turn your microphone off. Mute your microphone. Please mute your microphone so that we are not distracted by any sound. Remain relaxed all the way from head to toes and toes to head. And now you bring your total awareness to your breathing. And all you do, just begin to watch how you are breathing, how breath is flowing in and out. Breathe in, you inhale deeply. Breathe out, exhale, you exhale slowly and gently. Have no gap between your breaths. And at this point, let your mantra arise. Let your mantra come into your mind field. And let the mantra flow along with the breath. Mantra flowing as breath, smooth, serene, even, and calmly. Keep the body relaxed. No tension is being held in any parts of the body, such as forehead, face, shoulders, base of the spinal column, and abdomen area. And you focus, you watch your very breath with the mantra. Visualize as though you are now breathing mantra. Your breath has merged with the mantra, and mantra has merged with your breath. They have now become one and the same. Inhale deeply, always breathe deeply. Make an effort that you are relaxed and breathing deeply in. Inhale deeply. Then not to hold, begin immediately exhale, exhalation and exhale slowly. Smoothly. This is the base foundation of meditation. Make yourself as still as you can. Make your breath as still as you can. Only then, automatically, your mind will be still, sthira. Not to go with your thoughts. Whenever thoughts come, you simply let go, not to get involved, not to join thought process for a moment. Let the meditation happen by going with the thought process. You are holding meditation to happen in you. Meditation happens. So let it happen. Therefore, let go of thought process. Focus on your breath. And breathe as though you are inhaling mantra, exhaling the mantra with no break, no pause, no jerk in your breath. Continue feeling the touch of the breath into the nostrils as you breathe in, as you inhale. Feel the flow of breath as you breathe out, as you exhale. Make yourself comfortable in your sitting position. Stillness, be still. Absolutely relaxed and still. Sthira. Keep repeating mantra, mantra, mantra. It is flowing in you, in and out, in the form of your very breath. Shwasa, inhalation. Prashwasa, exhalation, are the mantra that you are breathing. Just relax and be still, 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 stillness of the body, breath, and then comes the stillness of the mind automatically. Whenever mind wanders off, you bring your awareness back to mantra, back to breath, one and the same. Back to breath, back to mantra. Meditate, meditate. Then for a moment now, let go of even breath awareness and you bring total focus, total concentration on your mantra that you are reciting and gently go in the cave of your heart. Bring your concentration at the heart chakra, heart center. And then you bring your hands also in prayer position before your heart. So you are now concentrating as though you are sitting in the cave of your heart, that where there is a bright light, absolutely bright light. You are surrounded by a bright light, light of divine. So visualizing yourself sitting in the cave with a perfect meditative posture. And then repeat the mantra in the mind. Let the breath flow by itself. Let the breath flow by itself and you focus only on the mantra. Mantra is now throbbing, pulsing in the mind. Let there be no gap between the mantra and the mantra and the mantra and the mantra and the mantra. Constant, continuous recitation is happening in the mind field. And it is being recited by the mind. And now let's begin our prayers as we've been doing. Keep the posture, keep the relaxation, keep the hands mudra and concentration at the heart chakra with the bright light lit. Join me with Om and then rest of the prayers. Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya, Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Sarva Mangala Mangale Shive Sarvartha Sadhike Sharane Trayambake Gauri Narayani Namostute. Sarva Mangala Mangale Shive Sarvartha Sadhike Sharane Trayambake Gauri Narayani Namostute. Sarva Mangala Mangale Shive Sarvartha Sadhike Sharane Trayambake Gauri Narayani Namostute. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Namaste. Thank you. Gently bring yourself out from the cave and maintain the awareness. Bring your hands down, open your eyes, and remain as still as possible. Thank you. Namaste. The meditation that we have been doing every evening as we begin. Meditation makes one still. I wish you well, and I wish you that you will practice the stillness of the body so that once you sit, you sit, you don't move. That's what body stillness is. Then you will achieve slowly, automatically, you will enter into the stillness of the breath. Stillness of the breath means your breath is not irregular. It is smooth, flowing in and smooth flowing out, where you have no jerk. It's not a jerky breath. You don't have a short breath. You don't have a shallow breath. That is what stillness of the breath is. Then slowly you will enter into the stillness of the mind field. What is the stillness of the mind field? Means that your mind is not wandering and your mind is not distracted or disturbed by the vishaya, by the thought process that are running constantly in the mind. So I wish, I pray to all of you, may you reach to the stillness of the body, breath, and the mind. Those are the fruits, those are the results of meditation. Then you can call yourself, you are a meditator. Meditator becomes absolutely still. तदा दृष्टु स्वरूपे अवस्थानम, देन यू वुड सिट इन योर ओन ट्रू नेचर. अवस्थान मीन्स बीइंग एस्टेब्लिश्ड सिटिंग. तदा ओनली देन व्हेन यू हैव रीच द स्टिलनेस ऑफ द बॉडी ब्रेथ एंड द माइंड, दैट इज व्हाट योग इज द balance. Yoga means bringing all three entities together, breath, body, breath and the mind. That is yoga in first place to us. Not quoting the esoteric definition of yoga, being practical so that day-to-day life, so that in the situation that you and I are, the whole world is sitting at home, what to be done, what not to be done. So getting in touch with yourself so that you maintain the stillness of the body, breath and the mind, and you will see the magic what happens. I don't have to put words into your mouth or words into your mind. You yourself will experience something that will be firsthand experience by yourself. Number one. Number two, wishing all the best to you. May the mother Siddhidatri, the presiding deity, the presiding force of the ninth day, the presiding force of the entire Navaratri, nine nights, that may that Siddhidatri brings all the Siddhis to your life. Siddhi means here perfection, that everything is being perfected, everything is being perfect in your life, into your inner world. Perfection simply means that there is a balance, physical balance, psychological balance, and a spiritual balance. She, one who gives this prasada, as I use the word, siddhi. Navavam siddhidatri cha navadurga prakirtita. Ninth is the Siddhidatri, and thereby they all are known as Navadurga, nine manifestation of the primordial force Durga. We climb on the stairs of sadhana every day as we invoke a certain force of her. And each force correlated to some aspect of our lives. So each one of us, depends on where you need to work in your life, you will invoke a certain manifestations in your life and get resolve and delete that is not desirable, that is not needed, with that concept of the energy field, with that form that you need at this very moment. Or the form that you need to work on an issue, I will call the word issue, that you want to resolve or solve. That's why there are nine forms. All nine forms, if you do, you will see the entire spectrum of life is being totally complete. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. You put every pieces into the puzzle in such a way that you see a perfect map of life. Where you are, you will find, and where is where you would go, and what is the shortest route, the path that you will take. That's what this Navaratri is all about. Nine nights. I was reciting before we connected from Lalita Sahasranam, one stanza that I like. And this is what it's saying, that she is found in your presence by you being eyes closed. So the moment you close your eyes, she will manifest, because that is the siddhi that she has given. So what I was reciting, I want to recite for you before we connected. It said, Srimad Bhagavad Kut. It's from Lalita Sahasranam, one of the stanza. Srimad Bhagavad Kutaika Swarupa Mukhapankaja. This is the form of Siddhidatri. Siddhidatri's form is that the color which is red, color of prosperity. You are being shown as well as given prosperity. Prosperity means everything has been balanced. So Srimad Bhagavad Kutaika. Bhagavad is a manifestation or the name of Saraswati. She is basically the mother Saraswati, the goddess of Vidya, the knowledge, and the wisdom. So Srimad Bhagavad Kutaika Swarupa Mukapankaja Kantadha Katiparyanta Madhya Kuta Swarupini Shakti Kutai Katapanna Kathyado Bhagadharini Mool Mantratmika Moola Kutatraya Kalevara Kulamrataika Rasika Kulasanketa Palini Kulangana Kulantasta Kolani Kulayogini Akula Samayantasta Samayachara Tatpara means the factor that is based on samaya, the time that you sit and you being in your presence by eyes closed, and you are so still with the body, breath and the mind. So the form, the energy force of the mother enters, manifest herself. That's what this Siddhidhatri. If you see the Dhyana Shloka of Siddhidhatri, all the divine, whether they are divine being, everybody is bowing, their hands are folded and bowing to her. They are seeing the Siddhi. In the ancient scripture, Yoga or Vedas or Upanishads, they speak of eight Siddhis. There are eight Siddhis. And all other accomplishments are just a part of those primordial eight Siddhi. Siddhi, accomplishment. Siddhi, the complete control over something. Like complete control over the modifications of the mind is one of the Siddhi. Complete control over the nature is one of the Siddhi. So Siddhis are explained and encouraged to have control. So thereby the practices are prescribed, practices are designed to, so you can embark on the practice of certain practice, and then you follow the path of practice by anushasana, by a commitment that you design for yourself to reach to Siddhi, perfection. Siddhi is balance, total balance. There is no imbalance anymore. So, what are those eight Siddhis? You probably know them. It says, Anima lagima chaiva mahima garima tatha prapti prakamya ishvatvam vashitvam chashta siddhaya. Anima lagima mahima garima will take hours to explain, but anima siddhi, I am sure you have read and heard the story of great Shankaracharya, 12th century, when he went for the debate of rituals and meditation to one of the great priests at that time, Mandan Mishra, 12th century. And then how he himself made anima, a very tiny bit, and then enter in, it's not exaggeration, it's a true story. Read Google maybe. Enter into the keyhole of the door and went inside of the door. That's one of the Siddhi. Beautifully, these Siddhis are actually explained and written in the Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, 3rd chapter. Anima lagima chaiva mahima garima tatha prapti prakamya ishatvam vashitvam chashta siddhaya. Prakamya, that there is such a balance in you that there is no way you will ever feel short of or shortage of anything in you, whether it's a physical body, or a breathing body, or is a mental body. And then thereby, the awakening of a spiritual presence is there. That's what Siddhi Dhatri means, that you have the Siddhi now, that you do not lose the presence. You do not lose the presence, because that particular aspect of the mind known as Buddhi, that Buddhi has been established in the presence of your own being, the presence of divinity or divine or mother divine, anything, whichever you want to call. Therefore, you are going into your life, performing, you are busy in the world, yet you remain in a center hub of your awareness. Yoga Sutra explains like the wheel on any wheel. If you imagine a wheel and how the wheel rotates, if you really know the analogy and etymology and the science behind the wheel, the main at the center, that point is still. If that point is not still, the wheel will not move. So it's the stillness of that bindu where it starts right at the center, wheel is rotating. If that bindu moves and is imbalanced, the wheel will stop. So that is the wheel, is the center aspect of yourself. That is your Atman, that is your awareness, has to be absolutely still. And then you move from that stillness. Perfection. Thereby comes a prayer that I want to recite and explain. And all of you know this prayer because we recite that all the time. And the prayer is for perfection. A sadhaka, a student is seeking perfection in everything. So the prayer is Purna Madha. Every Upanishad has this prayer. Purna Madha, Purna Midam, Purnad, Purna Mudachate, Purnasya Purna Madaya, Purna Meva Vashishyate. What does that mean? Purna Madha, Purna Midam, Purnat, Purna Mudachate, Purnasya Purna Madaya, Purna Meva Vashishyate. Translation is this. Purna Midam, this is perfect. Purna Madha, that is perfect. So this is perfect and that is perfect. So when you write this, this is in a capital letter. Unmanifest reality of Brahman. This is perfect. And that, THAT, that is also perfect. So this is perfect and that is perfect. The perfect is taken from the perfect. And when perfect is taken from the perfect, that which remains is also perfect. So you see the perfection all around. Purna Madha, this is perfect. Purna Madha and Purna Midam, that is perfect. Purnat Purna, Purna means by the Purna. Purna Udachyate, by taken, that is perfect. Purnasya, by the Purna, Adaya, whatever is taken is also perfect. So you see the perfection in each and every movement of our being. That is the entire practice of yoga. If you see the yoga in a big horizon and in a big spectrum, what is yoga? That you are balanced in all direction, in all aspect of life. Balanced simply means that you have reached to that point where you are aware, you have a good health, you have a good clear mind, you have an established mind. That is what Siddhidhatri is bestowing on you. That is the celebration that the last day of today is widely celebrated, that I have now achieved, I have now arrived. It gives you a certain satisfaction, santosha. And when comes santosha, then you have the immense comfort. Yoga Sutra says, santoshad anuttama sukha labha. When you have reached to that state of your being where you have contentment, santosha, then anuttam means immense, sukha, the comfort, labha means benefit. Then thereby comes the immense benefit of being comfort. You will be forever in comfortable. You will be forever in comfort. That's what Siddhidhatri. 9 days are designed in a way that depends on where you are working. 9 days are designed in a way, in a significance way, that all aspect of our life is being invoked, looked at, examined, contemplated. And that is what the practice sadhana is. The 9 days you did something that are dedicated to something that you wanted to resolve, or you wanted to invoke, you wanted to bring balance, and all that is being done by your practice, observation, and observing something. And the 9th day, you have the anubhava, you have a sakshatkara, you have the experience of that. And then it does not stop here. It's a continuation of that seed that you have sown, that just being sprouted. Like the skandhamata, the 6th day, fifth day, panchamam skandamateti. Skandamata means the that which is now being sprouted. And I said in India, they sow this barley seed, and the 5th day they open it, because that's the day where the sprout will come out. So you've been sprouted to realization. you've been sprouted to the balance. So it does not ends or stops here. It is a continuation of that sadhana. You want to water it every day, that plant or that tree, so that it doesn't dries out, so that every day, as we heard that a lot of people have started meditating. So continue your meditation 5 to 10 minutes. Doesn't need much more than that. But once you sit, you sit. Those 10 minutes are yours. Then dedicate yourself. Dedicate that 10 minutes only to yourself, and just learn stillness. There is a lot of benefit of by being still. By being fidgety, constantly moving, means your mind is jerky. There are a lot of thoughts are moving, coming back and forth. That is what meditation is in the beginning. Definition of meditation is dhyanam nirvishayam manah. Dhyana means meditation. Mana means the mind. Nirvishaya, mind is free from the distraction of the objects. Dhyanam nirvishayam manah. That's the first definition. Then you practice, and then you reach to the another definition of meditation, and that is pratyaya ekatanata dhyanam. Then you are able to hold one awareness for a long time, and then pratyaya, then you stretch that awareness. So you remain with the same awareness for a long period of time. You have stretched. That is why we need a long breath. So breath has to long, inhale, exhale. It's a wire, tara, that connects body and the mind. So that's the rope way. With the help of the mantra, you are reaching to the mind field. And once you reach to the mind field, then you enter into a different layers. That's where other definition of meditation comes into. Wish you well again. Thank you. May all 9 forms manifest in your life. May 9 forms give you what you need, as long as you are in tune. So remain in tune. It does not stop here. And I'm starting Thursday satsanga. Will continue. I would like everyone support and participation. Tuesday we are doing full meditation. I'm also designing, I'm also preparing to do an online, like this is online courses, such as maybe pranayama workshop or meditation workshop or a yoga sutra workshop, something like that, so that it's a practical teaching. I teach pranayama, or I maybe hatha yoga, or maybe, you know, like sun salutation and so on. So I'm in a process of designing that. So you will receive the information, on the website, that is the himalayanmeditation.com. You can look at it, the announcement and all that. And thank you again for giving me the opportunity for 9 evenings meditation and discourses. And I hope you liked it. And I want to thank you, each and every one of you, those who have donated offerings to me. I am thankful and I am grateful. And may these offerings bear the fruit in your life, and you receive the grace, the kripa of Mother Divine, because she is one who gives everything. Because sarva roop mayi devi sarvam devi mayam jagat atoham vishwarupam tvam namami parameshwarim. And one who gives shubha, the wellness. So I wish you that wellness by reciting this mantra on for you, and that is durge smrita harashi bhiti mashesha janto swaste smrita mati mati vashubham dadasi दारिद्र्य दुख भयहारणिका त्वदन्या सर्वोपकार करणाय सदा दृचित्ता. Chitta means the mind. May the mind be filled with her presence, and she gives you shubha. So thank you for all your offerings, donations. I highly and really appreciate it. And happy Navratri, and happy Siddhidatri presence in your life. Question, if you do.
Sorry. Is there a suggestion for a mantra as we practice the initial part where we are focusing on the breath?
When it comes to meditation, highly recommended that don't practice long mantras, because that interferes with the breath, because we are trying to make breath very calm, serene, smooth, and so on. So when you do the Noong mantra, you are saying it in your mind, and the moment the thought enters, the breath becomes jerky. Thereby, or therefore, short mantras are just like maybe, could be, for instance, like whether it could be Om, could be Ram, could be those divine names, whichever you like, whichever you are brought up, or some name that you are drawn to. You may be not brought up into the tradition, but maybe you are drawn to the, you know, or if there is a somebody that you know, a teacher, you can ask their help. But ultimately, what I'm trying to say, a short mantra, short name with the breath, like Soham. When there is no mantra, we use Soham. Inhale So, exhale Hum. Because we are training the breath and making breath calm, even and serene. So the mantra is short one. Any mantra can be used. Yes.
Hi, Vinitaji. About the donations, we'll do the old-fashioned way when the Girdar in a couple of weeks will be open. The old-fashioned way. Thank
yeah, you. We'll get, you can talk to me privately. We will... I'll give you all the information.
We are saying the old-fashioned way.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, old-fashioned, new-fashioned. It's fine. Any other question, please?
Panichi, as a meditator, besides the use of mantra, how would you encourage bringing the Divine Mother into your practice?
Perfect, thank you. Suggestion or advice, as I was taught and as I was brought into the tradition, is that a certain awareness is being kept in your self that by singing the glory of the Mother Divine, any glory, any mantra, that is one way of bringing Mother Divine, or a thought of her presence, or thought of her formation, or her, you know, her form in your mind, or also reading some textbook or scriptures about her, so where you are in touch with the thought all the time. So these are the ways to bring her into your presence, or bring her presence into your life. Mantra is one. Reading something about her is the one. Looking at the form, selecting a form, or getting in touch with the form, and associating yourself, which form draws your attention, which form fits in to your personality, and so on.
Yeah. How about some bhajans?
And also some bhajans. Yeah, that's true. Thank you. Some bhajans, yeah. or listen to a chant from the mother. Or just the name. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like you know, there are bhakti, you know, basically your question is related to how to create a bhakti, how to create a bhakti that you have her presence. So there are 9 type of bhaktis are explained, sravanam, kirtanam, you know, either you could hear, you could chant, and you could serve, you could see. So there are 9 steps of towards bhakti. And bhajan is one of the best thing to do. Same thing, mantra is also bhajan, you are reciting.
What will be the format for next time?
Yes, yeah. Thursday starting next week.
Yeah, this Thursday, which is the format is meditation, of course. And philosophical discourses about the spiritual aspect, about the, you know, surrounded by life and so on. Yeah. And
could there be something on Puranas or Upanishads?
Pardon?
Could there be something on Puranas or Upanishads? No, your choice.
Always. I always quote Puranas and Upanishads. Yeah, that is
your choice. Whatever you want, you know, put there. You know.
Some easy book you want, just
yeah. I can specifically do a course or sub, you know, some kind of like maybe 4 weeks just doing a Bhagavad Gita, or 4 weeks just doing a maybe Katha Upanishad or Isha Upanishad, or doing some textbook maybe like Yoga Sutras. I can do that. Yeah, just dedicate
something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe Bhagavad Gita, any chapter, maybe sixth chapter or a fourth chapter, or maybe a Upanishad, maybe Prashna Upanishad or Kena Upanishad or a Katha Upanishad. We can do that four Thursdays or five Thursdays so that we are only focusing on, or anything yes. is being taught is only in relate to
that the yeah.
text or the
scriptures. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any more question, please? Tuesday is a full moon meditation, which is 7:30. Meditation as well as a small talk about what full moon is and so on. So if no question, I again thank you everyone for the opportunity. It's a great way of being in touch, and let's our spiritual inclination remain open. Let your spiritual inclination grow by the day, and therefore you apply some techniques, something, and the best is to meditate every day 5 to 10 minutes, once a day, if not twice a day, with faith and trust in you. And I wish you well. Thank you. Namo Debe Mahadebe Shivaye Satatam Nama Namaha Prakriti Bhadraye Niyata Pranadasmatam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thank you. Good evening.
Kaliji.